yesterday around, it was kind of like just after lunch, because it was American time that it was coming out in the morning over there. We got the first glimpse at a full Toy Story 4 trailer. I don't know if you're like me, you've been waiting for this for a long time. There's lots of little teaser trailers they dropped, but not the full one. And then yesterday we got properly introduced to Forky.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
So Forky decides that he's not a toy at all, and he just wants to head off. And that, of course, sends everybody in an adventure. Woody seems to go and search for Forky, but when he gets searching for him, he finds Bo Peep. Remember her?
Bo! What are you doing here?
No time to explain. Come with me.
We need to get back to our kid.
Aw, Sheriff Woody, always coming to the rescue.
Bonnie needs Forky.
Woody, who needs a kid's room when you can have all of this?
Wow.
Woody, aren't we going to Bonnie?
And that is where the sadness begins, because Woody seems distracted by this giant funfair. Is Woody going to return to Bonnie?
Don't be fooled by the cartoon element of this, because we all remember Toy Story 3, which nearly broke us in two. Those last 15 minutes, they would test the biggest, strongest biker on planet Earth.
Definitely.
Like, it was hard going. There wasn't a dry eye in the cinema. This is Tim Allen, who plays Buzz Lightyear, of course. It's not George Clooney, brain. It's not George Clooney. And this is him talking about how it nearly broke them as well.
Been back in the booth as Buzz Lightyear yet?
Yes, and I can't believe. I got to resist getting emotional because I don't want to give it away. But this is an incredibly great story. It is so emotional. It's so funny. It's so big. The idea of what they've come up with. I'm startled that three was, I thought, amazing.
Yeah.
This, I couldn't even get through the last scene. Okay.
Wow.
Now, if Tim Allen is reading words off a piece of paper and he can't get through the last scene of Toy Story 4, what hope is there for all of us, but particularly for Emer, who works on the show with us, who today told us that Toy Story 4, the trailer, did make you cry.
Oh, yes. At my desk.
But that you're so caught up in the emotion of this that you haven't even experienced Toy Story 3.
No, I've seen 1 and 2. I went to see 1 in the cinema and 2. And when 3 came out, my friends who know me well all collectively got together and said, listen, we know you. You will not be able to cope with this. So I've gone to watch it a few times, and every time I've stopped.
I wouldn't have put you down as a crier for films, I have to say.
I'm not a crier at all in life, except for anything to do with inanimate objects. So teddy bears, toys. I watched The Velveteen Rabbit when I was 3 or 4.
Hold on, for people who don't know the story of The Velveteen Rabbit, can you describe it?
I can try.
Without crying. Let's add to the potential cryingness of this.
Again, haven't seen it since I was a child, I'm just trying to remember. But if I remember correctly, it is about a rabbit, toy rabbit, who comes to life, and him and his friend, his human, go on all these adventures, and then the rabbit has to go away to be with other little boys, and he loses his rabbit.
Oh, I see. So he has to go and have other owners.
Other little boys, yeah.
Oh, well, I can see why you're afraid of Toy Story.
Because
we're hitting similar themes here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, toys going to different owners, lost toys.
I can't deal with it. That and The Iron Giant, which was about, I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
Giant robot or
giant
something.
Giant robot. I watched that one morning. I was in my teens, probably too old to have watched it, and I cried so much. Like, you know, proper, like, puffy eyes. People thought something was wrong with me. I was like, no, it's not a boyfriend, it's just the giant, and he was
So, do you know the story of Toy Story 3?
I looked it up on Wikipedia, and I've gone to watch it. I have recorded at home.
Okay.
I went to watch it on a flight once and went, wait, no, that's a terrible
idea.
On
a flight.
So I have recorded at home, and I feel like someday I might, but I've read the ending and I cried when I read the
you
ending.
Cried when you read it?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
can I ask, what's wrong? What's wrong with crying at a movie and just letting it all out? Isn't that part of it?
Yeah.
Like, did you watch The Notebook?
Oh yeah, I cried so much watching The Notebook. Like, what is wrong with me? I think I am a crier. I cried so much watching The Notebook. Now, I will point out, I was 15 or 16, so, you know, hormones were flying.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But I cried so much watching The Notebook that my mom, who was upstairs in the house, came running down thinking that I'd answered the phone and a family member had died.
God!
Like, it was wailing, you know, that kind of... And I was trying to explain what happened, and I made her watch it with me, and she was like, yeah,
it was okay.
That's sad.
Yeah. It's not as hormonal as you.
My missus watched it again on the plane to Australia. And I turned around at one point and she's like bawling her eyes out. I was like, what's wrong? Do you not want to go on holidays?
No book again.
I had to watch it in here recently. I had to grab a clip for something. And I was sitting at my desk and there was one particular scene. And, you know, you're trying to casually talk to people, but I was just this tear running down. It's fine, just The Notebook.
I feel like what scenario would you be comfortable in watching? Would you like to be there with a load of people crying?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
No? Solo.
Solo, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe an animal, a pet of some description.
A pet, yeah. They absorb
the emotions.
It's
interesting because you are a pet owner, you love pets, you have a dog and a cat, but yet it's the inanimate objects that seem to send you over the
edge. I had a lot of teddy bears when I was younger, right. And I still have them at home, so I think I project onto that.
Marley and Me.
Oh, God, yeah.
No. Yeah?
We had that on one night when the dinner was on and my mom's like, what's this I've never seen before? I was like, turn it on!
Jumping past the stew.
You don't need to know!
is there any snacks or drinks that you,
water to rehydrate, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Listen, if I were you, I'd do a couple of bottles of whiskey before you watch Toy Story 3. It's the only way you're going to get through, in fairness. Anyone else a big crier at movies? 087-4100-102. Or even worse, are you a crier at something that you shouldn't be a crier at? You can tell us that as well. 087-4100-102. I think we need to sit Emer down as some kind of torture. Strap her to a chair and put on the last 15 minutes of Toy Story 3.
That's nice.
Are there any movies that you've actively avoided, like our Emer as well?
Yeah.
Just in case you cried.
087-4100-102. WhatsApps and text messages. Lizzo now. This is Juice. Absolute tune. It's Dermot and Dave's Today FM. Lizzo and Juice on Today FM. It's Dermot and Dave. Heard things 087-4100-102. Lots of you getting on. Lots of you are criers. Emer, who works on our show here, was telling us today that she is unable to watch Toy Story 3 just from reports from her friends and from reading about it online because she knows how much she's going to cry. And yesterday the trailer for Toy Story 4 came out and that, of course, made her cry. Incidentally, if you haven't seen it, the trailer's up on todayfm.com.
Morning. Well, you try watching Toy Story 3 on a plane coming back from father's funeral.
Oh.
I think they were ready to turn the plane around. And somebody says the Dark Knight ending makes me cry.
I don't remember the Dark Knight ending enough to...
No,
the end of an action movie isn't that emotional.
No.
I like this. I went to see Toy Story 2 and at the end when Woody's hanging off the planes, it takes off for Japan, I jumped up and shouted, "Jump, Woody, jump!" I was 38 years old. Someone else has recorded Up and they can't watch it because they've heard the last 15 minutes of Toy Story 3 is the saddest thing. The first 15 minutes of Up, like, forget it.
Yeah.
Have you seen Up?
No,
she hasn't. No. Understandably so.
Emer has are you up for watching Toy Story 3 and recording yourself watching the end of it?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
We'll keep you posted, everybody.
You too, with or without you, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Dermot was asking there what sad bit of a movie that it was actually on, and Orla's on to tell us what it was. What was it, Orla?
It was Friends.
Friends? When?
Yeah. Oh, the 90s?
No, I mean when in Friends, in what episode? Not what year?
It was Ross and Rachel. I can't remember which one. But
yes.
Of course it was Ross and Rachel. Rachel was looking out a window.
And there's lots of rain, water running down the window.
Yeah,
I remember that. And then it was the radio. Ross had requested the song to be played on the radio.
That's it, exactly.
As an apology?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then Rachel gets her own back. The DJ rips it off the air.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a poignant moment.
Did you cry, Orla?
No. I'm too young.
Do you cry at any movies?
My mother once called me a hard-hearted Hannah, but then I watched Ghost, and that was it. I cried every movie.
It broke your heart.
I know. Yeah. Patrick Swayze was beautiful.
Well, thanks for filling us in, Orla.
Okay.
All the best.
But then it's got on to just all the weird things that make us cry, and Mairead is in Rathangan. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
We're good. What had you weeping?
The Aldi ad with Paul O'Connell in it.
Well, what is that? Describe the ad.
So he goes back to his primary school. And actually, I'm getting a bit emotional talking about this.
go on, you legend.
I'm 5 months pregnant, so I'm a bit heightened at the hour.
Okay, so you got a lot of hormones racing around there.
Actually, and his teacher was talking about, I never thought I'd have an Ireland captain in my class, and I just started bawling.
So this is where Paul goes back to his school and his teachers are waxing lyrical about how great he is.
And then I was trying to explain why I was crying and I was bawling so much that I couldn't even get it out. I was like, the teacher's just so proud of him.
Right, so brilliant.
Do you think you would have cried at that ad if you weren't pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think Paul O'Connell even cried at that ad.
We're solid watching Ricky Gervais' Afterlife.
Oh yeah, I'm only four episodes in now, so queasy with the old spoilers there, but it's pretty emotional as it is.
I literally bawled for 3 hours. I watched all 6 episodes in one go and
yeah,
cried solidly.
It's an amazingly emotional ride, I have to say, in fairness.
That's not a lie either.
Oh really? So who's in the background there, Mairead?
That's my fella.
What's his name?
Clifford.
What's his name?
Clifford.
Yeah. And has Clifford ever cried at anything that he's been watching?
He's never cried in his life. I've never seen him cry in the 9 years I've been with him.
Really? Never?
He's an emotional man.
And even at a big sporting occasion, is there anything that might make him?
No. We're in the hospital car park now, waiting to go in for a scan again, and yesterday we found out the gender of the baby. Not a bit.
Not a bit of emotion
at all. Nothing. Right, kick him in the shins really hard. He'll definitely cry then.
Wait till Toy Story 4 comes out. Then the both of you will be in bits. Anyway, best of luck with the rest of the pregnancy. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you. Bye.
All right, bye. See you, Clifford. Bye-bye. All the best. The two-day hangover was so bad on last Monday, I cried at Bob the Builder. I'm still tender, says Breed, who obviously had a big Paddy's Day weekend. And lads, the end of Coco, when he's singing the song to his great-grandmother so she'll remember her father. So sad, says Lane Tipperary.
I've never seen Coco.
Have you not?
I'm not watching it now.
Oh, do.
No, I'm in Emer's camp. I don't watch things that really scare me or really make me sad.
Remember me. Oh, it's the most beautiful thing in the world.